The streets of South Lake Tahoe are normally filled with thousands of summer tourists this time of year, but they're largely desolate after the Caldor Fire forced a mass evacuation of tens of thousands of residents of South Lake Tahoe and neighboring Douglas County, Nevada. Officials say a handful of people remain behind, refusing to leave. But the deserted streets are a welcome for firefighters who are now in property protection mode since the Caldor Fire grew by nearly 15,000 acres overnight. Here's Tim Ernst with CAL FIRE.
Although our fire has gained more acreage now to about 191,000 acres, we're in red flag conditions both yesterday and today. Those red flag conditions blew winds up to 50 miles an hour. One of the complexities that we face in this fire is firebrands can be picked up by winds like that and carried a great distance. That's an extremely challenging fire environment for firefighters to deal with. So as that fire spotted, it spotted well over the 89, which is now well into the Tahoe Basin. So firefighters all night long, we're doing structure prep and structure defense. That continues to be our number one priority because we have so many structures to watch out for in there.
More than 33,000 homes are threatened, and more than 600 structures have been destroyed in the Caldor Fire. Many evacuees from South Lake Tahoe have fled into neighboring Nevada, which surrounds the eastern side of the lake. They've filled evacuation centers to capacity in cities like Carson, which could pose a problem now that Nevada residents have been told to evacuate too. John Bacadal is the Emergency Management Preparedness Manager at the Nevada Division of Emergency Management and Homeland Security.
It's called wildland fire for a reason. It acts wild. So our initial estimates was it could go this way, or it could go this way, or it could go this way. It moved to all three when the winds picked up over the weekend, and we are in a red flag warning through tomorrow. So the estimate, we don't have a timeline. We are preparing for worst-case scenario and getting people out of the area.
The threat of wildfire forced Nevada's Governor Steve Sisolak to declare a state of emergency and call in the National Guard. That allows for greater federal support. California Governor Gavin Newsom also declared a state of emergency for three more counties impacted by the Caldor Fire in the South Lake Tahoe region, Alpine, Amador, and Placer. He declared one earlier this month for El Dorado. Speaking at separate press conferences, Governors Newsom and Sisolak both said they're focusing resources on battling that blaze.
It's our number one priority, putting everything we've got on it. You'll see DC-10s putting down that red retardant, dozens of helicopters pulling water out of the reservoirs, trying to suppress this fire, the hand crews out there. We've got National Guardsmen out there, conservation crew folks out there, CDCR has folks out there.
We are using all of our resources, everything we have at our disposal, and coordinating closely with CAL FIRE, the lead for the Caldor Fire, to ensure that the health and safety of all of our residents protect structures, including homes and businesses, and our beautiful Lake Tahoe.
The good news is that crews were able to create barrier containment lines at the west end of the Caldor Fire near Grizzly Peak, California, where hundreds of homes have already been destroyed. But the fire continues to grow east towards Lake Tahoe. As the fire has grown, containment has dropped from 19% to 16%. Here's CAL FIRE behavior analyst Stephen Vollmer.
Probability of ignition was above 90%. In some places, it was reaching 95%. With those winds, as it ran through the forest, it created what's called an active crown fire run, where the fire actually goes from treetop to treetop. When it does that, those ember casts that it throws out are going over a mile in distance. So that's what's propagating the spread of the fire right now, is that long-range downwind spotting of that ember cast. Those embers are landing in the very old, very dense fuels that are out there in the fire environment. The area in the fire has not seen fire history all the way back before 1940.
Firefighters are bracing for a rough 24 hours ahead as flames fanned by dry conditions and winds roar as high as 200 feet. Jim Dudley, fire incident meteorologist, says a change in weather later this week will be a welcome reprieve.
We have a red flag warning remaining in effect, and that'll remain in effect through 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So Wednesday, all day, all night tonight, and all day tomorrow, we're in red flag conditions. And those red flag conditions are for low relative humidity and strong gusty winds, especially up over the ridges. So For tomorrow, we're going to see, I'm optimistic, it'll be the last one of those. There's a light at the end of this tunnel. We've been watching this very carefully, and it looks like on Thursday, the winds are going to lighten up considerably, and that's going to make for a much better situation here.
But for impacted communities, the light at the end of the tunnel may be a ways away. During his press conference, Nevada Governor Sisolak noted the ash falling from the sky.
I want to just emphasize the severity of the fire. You can see I'm standing here, and I'm getting all ash particulates on my jacket even. The black jacket, it shows up. So you can see them on your black shirt, the same thing. This is serious, folks. This is extremely serious. We ask everyone to stay in tune, to stay aware of what the best practices are, and to follow our emergency management group so that we can get people out safely, protect as many assets as we possibly can.
The Caldor Fire has grown from 177,000 acres to 191,000 acres in the last 24 hours. And it isn't the only fire to grow in California. The state's largest fire this year, the Dixie Fire, continues burning in five Northern California counties, Butte, Lassen, Plumas, Tehama, and Shasta. And it's grown by some 30,000 acres overnight and remains 48% contained. It scorched more than 807,000 acres. In all, more than 14,300 firefighters remain on the front lines of 15 active large wildfires that have burned more than 1.83 million acres in California. I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for KPFA.